Vadim Kolodenko was more than happy to win the top prize at $50,000, but he said the rankings don't mean that much.
It's kind of fun for audience, but for, I don't know, press or something, it's very interesting to put like this, first, second, tenth, and so on. So on. But in life, it's not so important.
And Kolodenko says, so much of life involves competing no matter what you're doing. He and the other two winners said the competition was tough, but worth it. Famed composer Bela Bartok once said sarcastically, competitions are for horses. But 20-year-old silver medalist Beatrice Rana of Italy said she doesn't feel like a horse.
Competitions are one of the main way for us to have a concert pianist career. Competitions can be really for everybody and it's accessible to everybody. I don't compete very often, but I'm glad that here we have the opportunity to really play many times after the winning of the Cliburn.
Rana is referring to what winners consider the real prize of the Cliburn competition, 3 years of professional management and commission-free bookings here and overseas. Winning also usually means no more competitions. That's what third-place finisher Sean Chen from Oak Park, California, was happy about.
This experience has been really awesome, but kind of the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, and I would be happy to not have to go through it again.
But now, the pressure of life and career begins. One of the judges and famed chamber music pianists, Menachem Pressler, said the winners are up to it. He compared Kolodenko to legendary pianists who conquered Liszt's Transcendental Etudes that the gold medalist also played.
Now, that was a feat that really not many people can do, not on that level, which is remarkable. And the girl who won second really was a wonderful pianist, and the third prize was a very fine young man. We have great hopes for him.
The hope for all three is that they not only keep playing well, but that they win over new audiences. That way, when the Cliburn bookings end in 3 years, concert managers will still want to sign them for future engagements. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.